fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about the road of wisdom and how we can find the fulfillment of our desire, the desire that God has placed in our heart that only God himself can satisfy. Haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all there on the computer on our website. You can download them to whatever device you might have. You can listen to it at your leisure. I'd encourage you to browse the website too. There's a lot of great stuff there, a lot of free good articles that speak to some of the challenges we're facing today. Some booklets are there that are free. You can watch our television programs. The blog is there. There's a lot of interesting, not just interesting, but genuinely inspiring stuff there. And we want to continue to feed our friends, you might say, feed those who are connected to the ministry, because we care about you and we care about what God is doing in your life. And we also know the challenging times that we're living in. And that the thing to do at a challenging time like this, what can be a very confusing time, is to cling to the truth. Not to cling to what the world would say, you know, is like a infantile myth or some way of avoiding reality. We want to reclaim in the midst of a culture that is turning its back on God or denying the existence of God, and even mocking people who yield their hearts completely to God and follow him. To follow God is sanity. It's the only way. It's the only way to life. He made us. We belong to him. He's real. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the light that gives each and every one of us hope, encouragement. I'm talking this week about trusting in the Lord. We're living through a challenging and difficult time in the culture. It's probably going to get worse for a period of time. Cling to God. Cling to Jesus Christ. Follow the Lord. It'll be a time it'll be maybe difficult. Life will be difficult and challenging, confusing. How do I not get caught up in the craziness and the anxiety and the confusion and the panic of the culture around us? Trust in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Cling to the Lord. Fear the Lord is a really important piece of it. I want to talk about that today a little bit, but go back to Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 8, which I just want to continue to reflect on this week and its implications. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight, your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. What's the straight way? What's the straight path today? In the midst of this cacophony of contradictory voices and political, economic, and social upheaval, what's the way forward? It begins here. Trust, abandonment, surrender. Trust in what? Trust in your strength? Trust in the money of Wall Street? Trust in the genius of the techies? Trust in the capacity of the entertainment world to distract us into oblivion so we don't have to deal with anything? Trust in the medications. Our guest last week was a federal prosecutor from Mississippi, and he's just talking about across the country how many people are addicted to opiates, how many people have been either prescription or non-prescription, illegal drugs, whatever it is, how many people are just seeking oblivion, seeking to numb the pain, can't deal with the confusion. It's manifesting itself in people's hearts and their minds, and they're trying to find peace. Now's the time to cling to the wisdom of God and of revelation. And the way out, the straight path, begins with trusting the Lord. And what does that trust mean? It means with all my heart, I will abandon my life to him. With all my heart, I will seek him. With all my heart, I'll hunger after him. What's the heart? The heart is the core of my being, the seat of my decision. I'm going to direct the core of my being, my whole life, to a person. And it's a response to his call to me, an invitation to love and to surrender. And it's a response to, it's a receiving of the power he wants to give me in the Holy Spirit that will allow my fickle and weak heart that is so easily subject to deception. Because so much deception dwells within the human heart. He wants to give me a new heart, a new capacity to love what's going to give me life. And not to love and be addicted to idols that are going to damage me and hurt me and screw up my life. Trust in the Lord. In the Lord. Not in my money. Not in my power. Not in my alcohol. Not in my drugs. Not in my illicit sex. Not in my perpetual distraction. Trust in the Lord. And with all your heart, do not rely on your own insight. Here's a word that our culture needs to hear today, and many in the church need to hear today. Don't rely on your own insight. The dominant view that's emerging in our secular culture today is all we have is our own insight, because there is no God. There is nothing out there. All we have is our own wits, our own resources, and here we are in this battle, this evolutionary process of the survival of the fittest. We're in a constant battle for survival. And more you hear very explicit voices. Genetics professor from Harvard saying, look, we have a capacity now, with the capacity to genetically engineer what we want creation, human beings to look like, how we want to, we can really manufacture and perfect. And that's what we need to do. And what does he say? The divine needs to be moved out of the picture. The references to God and the existence of God and the morality that follows from that, and the idea that there's something eternal in the human person and there's something sacred in the human person, all that needs to be swept away because it's blinding us from being able to manipulate the human person to the degree that we're capable of doing and how we want to do it. And so he said we need to remove all references to the divine out of the picture because it slows us down. They say, look, we're in a battle here in this evolutionary process. We can't let fiction and fairy tale and infantile myth stand in the way of our progress because it's our willing, it's our mind that's the only hope we have. Really? That's the road to freedom? To deny God. To pretend you're something that you're not. To have no limit to the exercise of your power. Where do you think that's going to lead? The human heart, which Jeremiah the prophet reminds us again and again. The heart is devious above all things. It is perverse. Who can understand it? To rely on our own understanding, to not follow the light which comes from God, to have no fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, but to live under the fear of the domination of death and annihilation, alienation, it leads to slavery. It leads to destruction. That's where it's going. The Christian people, Catholic people, many are being seduced by the broader culture. And we're saluting the things that the culture is saying are essential for human happiness, that are radically opposed to God and God's plan and God's purpose. Something as simple as, because of who we are, made in the image of God, human beings are sacred. It's a fact. Humans are of infinite value. One human being is more important than every iPhone on the planet. We're of infinite value. Therefore, a human being can never be a guinea pig. We can never be a means and be treated simply as a means and not an end in itself. We're made by God, for God, for an eternal destiny. We belong to God. We cannot manipulate human beings and create half human beings, half machine. But many today, many scientists today who've denied God and are dabbling in this whole world are saying, get the religious picture out of here. It stands in the way of our progress. So you dethrone God, And then you step on his throne. You stand up and sit on his throne. You become God. You're the master of the universe. And guess what? We saw a glimpse of what that looks like in Nazi Germany. And that's not hyperbole. That's not an extreme comparison. It's real. That's what the human heart does when the human heart's in control. Completely in control. And defining reality on its own terms. This simple proverb, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Your time, your talent, your treasure, lean into him, run after him, seek him, and do not rely on your own insight. What did Jesus say in the garden when he was in agony? Another garden, the garden where Adam and Eve got tempted. Where were they? They were in a garden. And the devil seduced them to believe a lie about God and to set their life and to direct the course of their life away from the truth, away from God, away from relationship with God. And here's Jesus tempted in the garden to want to turn probably from the suffering of a cross and the humiliation and the pain and the death of the cross. And what did he say? Let this cup pass from me, Father. But not my will, but yours be done. That's what it means, friends, now, to not lean on our own understanding. What's the will of God? What's the will of God for me as a scientist in the work that I'm doing? What's the will for me, God's will for me as a father, as a husband? What's God's will for family and human sexuality? What's God's will for human, you know, community, society? What's God's will for you, politician, who are listening today? Are you leaning on your own understanding? Are you conforming yourself to the world? Are you genuflecting to the world and saluting what the world demands that you do? Or are you leaning on the truth? Are you trusting God? Are you acknowledging him in all your ways? What does that mean? Your way of life, how you're living, how are you acknowledging him? Are you praying daily? Are you frequenting the sacraments? Are you tithing? Are you giving alms? Are you serving your neighbor? Are you living in obedience to the Lord? Are you honoring the Lord's day? Are you telling the truth in your life? Are you living in the truth? In all your ways, acknowledge him, remember him. Are you giving thanks throughout the day? Are you valuing what he values? It's another way of saying, are you valuing what's truly valuable? And the proverb goes on to say, do not be wise in your own eyes. That's a perfect line for our culture today. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Let's talk tomorrow again in greater depth about the wisdom of God and the fear of the Lord and how that leads us to wisdom. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.